This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Rollins will have more to say on border closure. Grassley, give farmers E15 now. And ITC advances fatty acids probe. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the administration is still analyzing whether to reopen the southern border to live cattle trade. She also hinted yesterday at a potential announcement during an upcoming Texas trip. Closing these ports is not an easy decision, and it's one that we're analyzing every single day now, she told AgriPulse. We'll be heading down to McAllen to break ground on the big sterile fly facility within the next month, and we'll probably have a little more to talk about then. Rollins told a cattle raisers convention in Texas on Saturday that the administration is considering a phased reopening of the border and that it would make a decision in the coming weeks. USDA earlier this month announced a construction contract to build a new facility to produce sterile flies to combat New World screwworm at Moore Air Base. Dispersal efforts for 100 million sterile flies a week are currently supplied by a facility in Panama. Senator Chuck Grassley has a solution for avoiding another government rescue package for farmers. Give them E15 instead. As lawmakers mull additional aid of roughly $15 billion, the Iowa Republican is pointing to a study that says allowing year-round sales of higher ethanol blends, known as E15, would spur $13.8 billion worth of increased corn demand. Farmers are feeling an even bigger financial squeeze lately due to the war in the Middle East that's driving up fuel and fertilizer costs, Grassley said. He said it would be very appropriate to add E15 to a military spending bill, he told reporters. Makes more sense to combat increasing farm bankruptcies by expanding crop-based biofuels, particularly when you hear Iowa farmers say they would rather get money from the marketplace instead of from the federal treasury, Grassley said. When asked how Congress can pass E15 at a partial farm bill this year, given the political gridlock and midterm elections, Grassley replied, obviously, it's going to be very, very difficult. The International Trade Commission has determined that imports of fatty acids from Indonesia and Malaysia are hurting U.S. industry, allowing countervailing and anti-dumping duty probes to proceed. Indonesia is the world's largest exporter of industrial fatty acids, oils, and alcohols, which are used in food products, cosmetics, and rubber production. U.S. chemical company filed anti-dumping and countervailing duty petitions in January, arguing that producers in both countries are benefiting from government support and selling their products below fair value in the U.S. The investigation will now advance to the Commerce Department, which will assess any subsidies and dumping below market prices. If Commerce finds evidence of either, the imports could face additional tariffs. B20 will now be the minimum biodiesel blend required to qualify for tax exemption in Illinois under new regulation that kicked in yesterday. A 2022 law exempts, quote, qualifying biodiesel blends from the state's 6.25 state sales tax, creating a powerful market incentive to drive adoption. A press release from the Clean Fuels Alliance America says the exemption may initially be applied to B17 blends. The release points to a study that suggests the biofuel industry currently generates $3.2 billion in annual economic activity in Illinois. A press release from the Illinois Soybean Association says the biodiesel industry saw 924 million gallon decrease or 45% in biofuel use in 2025, but that Illinois specifically saw an increase of 10 million gallons or 5%. It attributed this to the tax exemptions, saying the policy, quote, creates stable growth for the biodiesel industry in Illinois, where there is extreme uncertainty nationally. In a statement, Illinois Agriculture Director Jerry Costello said the B20 policy change expands market certainty for soybean farmers still suffering from the impacts of tariffs, while also providing national security through domestic production. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump administration says the amount of money spent on school meals is sufficient to transform the suite of foods offered to kids. White House senior advisor Callie Means told AgriPulse after an event at the Ag Department yesterday that school meal directors face challenges offering high-protein meals to schools. We absolutely acknowledge there's tremendous logistical considerations which we're working on and challenges that schools face. But we also would ask every stakeholder to come to us with solutions, not immediately just come asking for more money. We can improve school lunches significantly with the current budget we have. When you look at school lunches, can we find a bulk buy high quality whole food protein, fruit, vegetable, and whole grains? Yes, we can do that, Means said. School meal directors overwhelmingly say they need more money to expand scratch cooking offering. The new dietary guidelines for Americans stress the importance of eating whole, not ultra-processed foods. The federal reimbursement rate for school lunches is $4.60, which covers food and labor costs. Asked whether there would be new money to buy equipment for scratch cooking, Means said, come to us with solutions, not problems. We should all be agreeing that we can improve school lunches and get more whole food on the child's plate. He added, two eggs is less expensive than the donuts, the pastries, the cereals. It's less expensive. Here's today's final word. We're going to encourage local procurement, cut red tape to make sure that schools can create markets for local farmers. There's a major amount of money the government spends on food, and we're really working to get whole food and ideally local. That White House senior advisor Callie Means at the Agriculture Department yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.